6:19, we do have a triple team traffic, and we begin with Andy Farnsworth.
Amanda, it's going to be a slow drive today, even with volumes pretty light being a Friday, with the road conditions as they are. Please be very careful. Expect slower speeds from Draper to downtown. What could take you 15 minutes on a good day is going to be in the more 18 to 20 minute range. Bangor Highway starting to slow a little bit now, heading north through West Valley. And from Tooele County, there might be some dark traffic lights from a power outage in the southwest corner of Tooele. And then going up towards I-80, you're on wet roads all the way till you join up. Eric?
Wet roads continue on I-80 through the mountains if you're heading out to Park City. Up at Parley Summit, it looks more rainish than it does look like snow. You do have snow over on the side of the road, but overall you do have wet conditions regardless, so be careful up there. Utah County, no problems right now on I-15 as far as velocity. You'll get to where you need to go in pretty much normal times. Heather?
We've got a report of a crash southbound I-15 right near Center Street in North Salt Lake. That's right before you get to the I-215 North Interchange. And we've had two different traffic troopers, Jason and Terry, let us know that this car hydroplaned, hit the left side of the left barrier near the HOV lane. And no UHP is on scene yet, and it's very dark there. So you need to use caution as you come around the curve near Center Street. Then the drive is very wet all the way from Ogden to Salt Lake. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit PMBAUtah.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.